Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Hello, welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. If you heard me say go, 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 it was to my dog trying to get on a chair. So welcome, everybody. We're ready to go. And today we're going to talk about gratitude. And you know, that's a really simple subject, but it's a really big subject too. So we've got some deep dives, and this is the week after Thanksgiving, our show, and we're excited to be here this morning. Marilyn, say hi.
Yeah, good morning.
I want them to know you're there.
Just I am grateful on. For every
I am
moment,
grateful.
Right?
Me too. And I was telling you right before, you know, I was at Trader Joe's and I already did a reading for a client this morning. And then I ran to Trader Joe's because I like to get there as soon as I can. So there's no, you know, as little stuff going on, as easy as I can make it, right? That's what it's about. And so I'm driving home and the time is ticking. We're getting close to radio time. And I'm like, I'm so grateful for Marilyn. And I was thinking about my old radio days where it was only me. And it was like, I can just, you know, get home 10 minutes before the show and put my groceries in the freezer. And I've got this amazing soul sister co-host. And it's just like such a different feeling, right? So I was thinking about gratitude, and it wasn't like I had to think what I was grateful for. It just kind of evolved into, boy, yeah. I'm okay because someone's got my back there. Yeah.
Right. Because it's a feeling, right? It's so important, right? That gratitude is the feeling of thankfulness, right? And being grateful and gratitude, it's a lifestyle, right? That we can vibrate in. And out of, I'd like to stay in it. I like to stay in the thankfulness, right? Of of the people who are in my life, you know, of, you know, the environment that I'm in, you know, even when it's a rough and tough times, I still am grateful for those experiences because I continuously am learning, right? And I trust that, and I believe that, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
it is a rough and tough time. I mean, I know a lot of people had a rough and tough Thanksgiving, or just things not the way they planned. And I also know several people now that are exiting out of their physical bodies and, you know, heading back to their spirit selves a lot. And, you know, the one thing that came up more than anything, especially missing my mother, I always miss my mother on Thanksgiving. But what really came up for me was missing these people because they made such an impact in my life in such a beautiful way. And I was so grateful. And so I just think about the beauty of the gratitude of people who have, when they leave and they exit my life, their amazing spirit stays with me, and the things that they gave me and the way they inspired me, and or also maybe even encouraged me to show up in the things that I loved about them for others, right? And for myself, of course.
Yeah,
but that's what's been going
something.
Around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they left yes, behind,
they left the behind their love. Yes, yes, that's the perfect word, essence.
It's the essence, yeah.
It is, and that's the gratitude, the essence of gratitude, right?
Yeah.
Because you can say it in a million different ways and different scenarios, but it is the essence and the frequency of gratitude that we're really talking about.
Exactly, right? Because it and when you recognize it, right, then you're in that flow. So that vibration, right? You're in that frequency of appreciation, right? And when others have, you know, have moved on, right? To, and I call it a different dimension, you know, a different space that we still have access to. It's just a learning curve, right? It's just a learning curve for a lot of us.
And so it's a big shift. It's a change.
Yeah, it is. And it's knowing that you can always have that memory. And when that memory comes in, you are also feeling the essence of who they were when they were here with you. And that's what keeps them alive with you. And that's what keeps them, you know, that's what keeps me balanced in my life, right? Because, you know, I have lost so many people in my life that this is the only way I can think of it, right? Where I can say, I understand, because when I have a certain feeling, and I feel the essence of that other, I am reminded that they are close by, that they have not really left me, and that they will always be with me. And so that keeps me in that deep appreciation of gratitude for having them in my life, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you know, it's sometimes we think about, you know, how our lives are, how we're moving in our life, and how people are coming in and out. And some people, you know, don't have to pass to leave our lives, right? Sometimes they outgrow us, or sometimes we outgrow them, or, you know, or they're expanding in a different way, and we're expanding in a different way as well. And so, you know, things change. And so it's also always being thankful and grateful for every experience that we've ever had, because it's all a learning process, right? We're learning through it. We're learning through it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've shared this. I've been very public about my journey. I don't have any problem sharing it. But one of the things that I'm most grateful about my journey was I went through 3 years where they basically made me sit still, shut up, and listen. And I didn't really get that was going on at the time. There was, of course, a lot of fear. And I mean, very short version, I had a very large tumor that was my ovary. And I had a 3-year journey down a big giant rabbit hole. But the biggest thing I always say now is my biggest burden became my biggest gift. And that's really true. It sounds, you know, like a Hallmark, you know, movie title or something. But, you know, when I went through all this huge transformation, I know it was to get spirit to wake me up, to get me on my path, because I can only speak for me. I can't speak for anybody else. I don't recommend doing it my way. So, you know, I was just a tough nut to crack, and they really had to, you know, get me to pay attention. But the one thing that came, so many things came in when I was recovering, and I woke up and my whole life flip-flopped from being an artist, although I'm still an artist, into a medium and my psychic abilities. I don't even like the psychic word, but that's what people understand the most. But the biggest thing for me was when I went through some of my darkest, darkest hours, and I didn't know whether they were going to come back and tell me I had cancer all over my body. I was very lucky that it was contained. But there was a point where I was suspended for about a week in an epidural in a hospital bed waiting for that. And I knew that the frequency I had to live in was gratitude, regardless of anything. The person that walked into the room and took my blood at 2 a.m. in the morning and woke me up, the person, I know this is personal, but I don't care because people need to hear it, the person that wiped my ass when I couldn't do it for myself, you know, these things, I just said, thank you, thank you, thank you for the medicine in my veins, for every single bit of it. And I'm not saying it was easy, but I know in my heart, the one thing I took from that, I will know forever in my soul, is that the gratitude is how I survived. The gratitude is what got me through that. And I can sit here and try and explain that for 3 days and it still wouldn't convey my experience.
Well, isn't it because some of that, the gratitude, the frequency of gratitude, right, is then now is a frequency that's vibrating through you, through your entire body.
And that's
body.
What I had to live in, right? That frequency. Yeah. Nothing else yeah. could come in there. Yes. No fear. Yeah. As soon as fear came no. in, I bounced it out and went back to right. gratitude. Right. As soon as somebody was doing something to me that was painful or I didn't like or didn't understand, I went to gratitude. Thank God I live when I live. If I lived 30 years ago and this happened, they wouldn't have been able to save me. I mean, there are so many things that I could be grateful for.
Yeah, yeah.
But the number one thing, yeah. very quickly, back to where you were, is about 2 years after I woke up and came back to my gifts, my mediumship opened up. And I never saw that for myself. I never saw speaking to people that had crossed over. And when that opened up for me, I'm here to tell you, I am here to tell everybody listening that nobody dies. A soul does not die. A soul continues. And I have proof of that in every cell of my being because I know it. And now I don't really care.
Yeah. And I say the same thing. I say, you can't convince me otherwise.
Because exactly.
I've already seen it. I've already experienced it. I already have the information and the acknowledgement that it's real. And so even if somebody would have, I'm still in the phases of working with people and helping them to understand what frequencies and vibrations are and how you can see them and experience them and how you can shift your life by just being open to it. And so even mm-hmm. in describing that, it's really difficult, right? And I always tell people my work is very different. And so to explain it, you really need to experience it. And then you can sit there and say, oh, my God, now I know what you were trying to say to me. Because most mm-hmm. of the time, there are no words sometimes for a lot of this energetic work, right? And it's when you tap into your body and when you start to pay attention and listen. Now, we can talk about, right, your experience with, with the cancer and the tumor and all of this stuff, right? It was an experience that was available in the frequency that you were vibrating in, right? Because we're all vibrating on a certain frequency, right? And so sometimes when we're not paying attention to what it is that we're focusing upon and how it is that we're seeing other people in our lives, how we interpret their interactions with us and then how we see ourselves in the world with them, it becomes this, sometimes it's almost like this, I would say like a battle, right? Like it's almost like a battlefield. So what happens is that we're so busy rejecting certain things because we have, and the other thing is like, if you're busy working, you're busy creating, you're busy doing this and you're feeling certain symptoms and your body is screaming and you're going like this, tomorrow, I'm going to take care of that tomorrow. An appointment tomorrow. You put everybody above, take care of everything else, right? You got to get appointments for the pet, for the little ones, for the little babies. You got to do all the things you got to do. And then you kind of put yourself last. But you keep saying, if this is a little painful, I'll take this little medication or I'll take something, whatever it is. But you still put yourself in the back burner, right? Like, I'll take care of me later. I will. But what happens is that when you don't do it, I feel like this is what happens. It's the universe will say, we're tapping, tap, 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 we're tapping, and we're getting your attention because you're going to make the appointment, but we're not getting the attention we really want, which is make the appointment, but we're not doing it. And a year goes by, and another year goes by, or a year and a half goes by, and we're still not paying attention. Right. Because the other thing is we also could go into fear. We can have a fear around it. Like we can say, oh, this doesn't feel good. And I'm a little nervous about this. So maybe I'm not going to make that appointment because I don't want to know. And not knowing doesn't make it.
Yeah. Well, in my case, I didn't have a choice. In my case, it was like, you're going to die or you're going to have the surgery now. And that's it. And then the recovery of it was, what am I going to choose every single moment? And I think it was the extreme because they really wanted to shut me up and really show me how powerful I was and how much I could turn around, because I could have completely spiraled into, oh my God, what are they going to tell me? Oh my God, it's in my body. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, to the darkest steps of all of that.
Exactly.
But I knew in my being that I would survive this only by being in the gratitude and the love space, and nothing else was negotiable. And the one thing I did want to say is the reason I share my story, it's really important I say this. The reason I share my story, no matter how brief it is, I had a 54-pound tumor, I had a 3-year journey, yada, 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 is because I want people to know out there, you can survive the worst shit possible. You can. Does everyone get to? No, we all have different paths, but it's possible. And the other thing I want is if one person, because I don't have to convince anybody of my journey, but if I can tell some one person out there, I know they hear you. I know they watch you. I know when you think of them, they're with you. Even if you believe me 30% and you're willing to consider it, I feel like I've done my work. I just really wanted to get that point out because I, you know, boy, if I had known a Marilyn in the middle of the midst of the muck of that, I can't even imagine. Everything happens for the reason, the season, et cetera. But, you know, I know the wonders you could have done for me, but I probably just wasn't ready for you yet.
It wasn't time. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of time.
You know, we all come into, into each other's lives at the right time. We're never
at
too early
right
and never too late. Yes.
Yeah. So. All right. So never too early, never too late. We're going to head to our first break and we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about gratitude today, the frequency of gratitude, and stay tuned with us. Okay.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the importance of creating a gratitude journal, right? Because it helps to build the frequency of looking for the positives in your daily life. And it helps you to begin to create a new pathway, right? A new way of thinking, you know, the patterns that upon practicing will become more an automatic response than an afterthought. And you'll Genuinely, right? Be looking for the beauty in everything, for the joy, you know, for the things that make your heart sing, you know, like you'll just start automatically looking for those things, and you'll switch from that pattern of seeing all the negativity that that sometimes is just there, right? So, and what happens is that, and I say this because I did this many, many, many years ago, and I still do it, right? Because I believe in it. But what happens is that it has become an automatic way of living for me now. So it's like, it's a new lifestyle for me. It's the way I live my life. I look for the positives, when I meet people, I meet them, heart to heart, when I'm out there, I'm not thinking about, oh my goodness, I'm going to run into all these crazy people because I hear people saying that all the time, I'm going to meet all these crazy people and blah, blah, blah. And I remember when I was very young, I used to say that. I used to come out of my front door and I used to say, okay, I'm off. And now I'm going to meet all these crazy people on the way. And sure enough, guaranteed, I tell you, I met a lot of very... and I would say crazy people on the way. And then when I started thinking differently, when I started saying, I'm going to meet the most wonderful, loving, caring, compassionate people. And it started happening gradually. Didn't happen right away, but gradually I started meeting all those people. So I think that we have such powers that we're not even... how would I say, familiar with yet, right? And I recognize it now, right? But back then, I wasn't sure of any of that, right? But to think that you could just, it's like you're calling it in, right? I think that it's about calling it in. So you're calling in whatever it is that you want to experience. So when you say, I'm grateful for my ability to listen without absorbing. Oh my God, I am so grateful for that. I'm grateful for my ability to be discerning in my decision making. I'm so grateful for that. You can say whatever it is that you're grateful for. You're grateful for your children, for your husband, your wife, your partner, your job, the roof over your head, whatever it is that you're thankful and grateful for. And creating a journal, and I usually tell people, try to, if you're having difficulty in thinking what it is that you can be grateful for, there's so many things, really. Just the fact that we woke up and had a breath, an opportunity for another day. My goodness, that's huge, right? I'm so appreciative of that and grateful for that. But we can start with small things too, like the beautiful flowers that we see on the way, the colors of the leaves, if that's where we are, in the change of the seasons, whatever it is, that beautiful response, from another person, whatever it is, just at least 10 things, if you can't think of,
Wow, 10.
10.
I start, 10. Well, that's cool. I mean, I would say I personally would say you could start with 3 and work your way up. Years ago when I was leaving New York and I finally moved to Colorado, this was over 20 years ago, I read a book and participated in a workshop called The Artist's Way by Julie Cameron. And that's a really beautiful book for anybody that's creative, but started doing the daily gratitude with that. And then, of course, Alanya Van Zandt with Oprah Winfrey, when she started her gratitude journal, I started there. And it did change, and it is gradual. And
yeah.
10, I would say 10 would be a lot at the beginning,
and
but
I say 10,
I'm not saying you can't do it.
But let me say why I say 10. The reason why I say 10, and yeah, you can start with 3, but I want you to really, really get focused. And I want you to understand, what is it that you're really thankful and grateful for? Because there are more than 3 things, right? Just waking up, opening your eyes is one, right? Being able to walk, if you're able to walk. And if you're not, how about talking, to be able to talk? And if not, if you can't talk, what about being able to express yourself in a different way, right? And people understanding you. There's just so many things. The people who love you, the people you love, I mean, there's just so many different things.
Of course, and they change day to day.
Mm-hmm. And the most important thing with creating this journal is not just to write it, but write it with feeling. I mean, put the frequency and the vibration of that emotion of gratitude, of deep appreciation when you're writing it. Say it out loud if you need to, you know, so that you can feel it inside yourself, because that also generates and creates the frequency, right? And the vibration of gratitude. And it fills you, you know, it fills you. It feeds you.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that I try and do, you know, when I am thinking back to my days when I started getting that ball rolling, because I'll tell you, I was on, you know, ultra giant spiritual steroids in that hospital room with what happened with me. But that journey started 2 decades prior with the gratitude and learning. And, you know, when I got the call that the size of my tumor from my doctor, the very first thing I did when I hung up the phone with her and set my emergency surgery was Alanya Van Zandt. And the affirmation was, I can't wait to see all the amazing things that open up for me as I move forward in my courage. Yes. And I would just say that over and over, because if I focused on not only the size and the BS and everything of that fear, that would consume me. And I knew it. But I will say, because I had that practice, because I knew how to reel myself back, even if I had was just trying to shut them up, the fear mongers, that's it. But when you get in that frequency, now, this is another thing I would say, because I like to do 3 new ones every day and stretch myself, right? So I can say, I'm so grateful I woke up when I wake up, but it might not be my focus in my journal. But I will say, I do play a game with myself now where I'll be like, how can I spin that? How can I spin this really crappy situation I don't like going on with blah, blah, or whatever into, how can I be grateful for this experience, or at least have the hindsight to see what it's going to shift for me when you don't have a reason to be grateful? Just stretching yourself like that, that has opened up so many things for me too.
Yeah, just think about the gratefulness to be able to have the ability to look at it from that different perspective. Like,
and
that's another huge thing.
That's another thing you said. Yes. And that's another thing you made me like pique my interest is, you know, again, we drill it in every show, but don't forget yourself. I mean, can you look inside yourself and go, well, what would I have done 10 years ago? How far have I come? You know, there's another thing too, I think it's important, and this may be a little off topic, but is it going to matter 5 minutes from now? Is it going to matter 5 years from now? Right. And when you start thinking in that way, you kind of spin it with the gratitude and the empowerment versus, it's so easy for us to go to the negative. We've been trained that our whole
lives. Because it doesn't have the magnitude. It doesn't have the magnitude, right, of this very moment of how it's feeling. Because in this very moment, remember, it could be stuck in a different energy and not even the energy of what is actually happening. And so what happens is that we can charge with it, or we can discharge that energy. So it's choosing which one is going to feel better, right? I always go like this. Does it feel good? Does it feel good? If it doesn't feel good, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Release it.
Or run for the hills from it. Yeah.
Or rise above it. Yeah. Or rise above it. But don't sit in that place that doesn't make you feel good. Now find a better feeling place. And that's what we should be doing all the time. Why spend so much time with an energy that only is going to create more friction? And remember, it's not a friction outside of us. It's a friction that's happening within us, because whether we acknowledge it or not, there's an inner battle taking place in this body of ours, right? When it's trying to decipher, right, the information and the feelings that we're having in the moment. So,
well, you know, just like you said, you know, the feelings in your body, the feelings in your, the frequencies, our bodies are what, 98% water? Don't quote me on that. I'm not a scientist, of course. But, you know, we're mostly water, and our tear ducts are water, and that water is where we carry our emotion. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that I learned, hindsight's 2020, from that giant tumor, is I took everything on. Yeah. And it was my choice how I took it on. I may not have known differently, now I do, but there's so much emotion in our bodies that we hold, literally, literally. Yeah, I had to have it pulled out of me and learn new tools. And the transformation, like what you're talking about, is the ritual, showing up and making the commitment. Like every day I go get my feet on the earth and I thank Gaia. Thank you for taking the stuff out of me organically. I don't need in my body, you know, because I trust her to help me. Right? Because I didn't have Marilyn until very recently. Yeah. But, you know, but there's ways. And the journal is a ritual. It's a commitment. It's a promise. Yeah. And it holds you accountable to continue doing it, because as Marilyn said, it builds, it grows, it expands. What you focus on, what flows, grows. And so that's why that ritual is so important.
And what would you want to grow? What do you want to nourish? What do you want to feed? Right. You surely don't want to feed all that negative, toxic energy.
Right? You know that, American Indian saying, you know, one wolf, this wolf, or this wolf. Yes.
Yes.
Which one are you going to feed? I'm not even going to attempt to tell the story. But it's so true. And that's what I learned from my personal experiences.
Yeah.
How much power. If you forget your life being on the line, but if you know in your heart and soul, this is not negotiable, this is where my energy goes. And also, I totally went off point. I know it's shocking, but gratitude for yourself. Look how far I've come. When you feel like you've got nothing or you've been deserted, I mean, we all have those crying pity potty moments. Yeah. We all do.
Yeah.
And when you can go, well, look, I'm so much more resilient than I was 5 years ago because of all that experience.
It, but it's accepting that, right?
Yes.
As a blessing and not a curse, because a lot of times people look at it as, oh, I'm weak, or I'm not strong enough. No, honey, honey. Mm-hmm. If you need to cry, because that's how we also clear the energy from the body. Right? It's important for us not to think that, you know, I remember when I was very young at the time, and I remember I didn't like crying. I used to, the only times I would cry, and mind you, I was in my teens, okay? So forgive me. But the only times I would cry would be...
Forgive you for what?
For what I'm about to say. So when I was... when I was in my teens, and someone would make me so angry that I just wanted to lash out at them and just, you know, like just go to town, I would cry, like the tears would come out, because I was holding myself back and I refused to allow myself to, you know, to, how would I say, to do that action. Right. Sometimes I didn't win that one, but, you know, it works that way sometimes. But you learn. And then I remember one day saying to myself, it's okay to cry. It makes you stronger. It makes you stronger when you release that. And I don't remember. That's the only thing I remember telling myself. And I gave myself permission to cry. I went into the bathroom, got into the shower, sat in the tub, and just gave myself permission to cry, and just to cry until I was done without, you know what I'm saying? No time limit. And I said, yes, that's what we all need to do. I'm not weak because I'm crying. I am not weak. I'm powerful because I'm allowing that energy to move out of me. I don't have to hold it in my body, right? And so that's where you find your strength, when you're able to stand up and to say, yes, this is what I need to release. my body is telling me that I need to release it in whatever form. And I think we talked about that another time, right? So that's another thing that I am so grateful for, right? For the ability to learn something every day, the ability to put it into practice, the ability to see the expansion of it in me, and to be able to say, wow, that's a lot of growing. You know, that's a lot of expansion, to be able to scream, to be able to yell, to be able to cry, to be able to say, I'm hurting, I need help. My goodness, that's huge. But, you know, when you don't feel that you have the ability to do that because you feel that that would render you powerless, that's what renders you powerless. That belief is what renders you powerless, because it's not true. The truth is that when you're able to stand on your own and you're able to claim whatever it is and to then release whatever it is that you need to release, that's where the power comes from. That's when we say, oh, I'm sitting in my power now. Yes, I am, right?
Yes, and you know what? As I talked about before, I mean, the next 18 months, we have these eclipse seasons in Scorpio and Taurus, and it's really mostly Taurus, which is worth, value, and quality over quantity. Mm. And what it's really about is, you know, when you can say to someone that you know supports you, I need help. Yes. I need to share this with someone. I need, you know, 99.9% of the time when I needed the right person to show up, they did. I just needed to ask for it or be able to receive it. And that's a big thing about what you're talking about right now is, you know, holding that space of knowing that you're worthy, because there's so much gratitude in people showing up. And a lot of times we're afraid to ask or impose but most of the people, as long as you're looking at really people that support you and you're in that right energy, they're so grateful that you asked. Yeah. I know there's so many people in my life that I want to help them, but I'm not going to bulldoze them or nose on in. But if they ask me, it's an honor, because I want to be able to. Yeah, wow. We're at our second break, Miss Marilyn. Wow. It just flies. I have so much fun talking to you. All right, darling. Well, listen, we're going to come right back and we're going to wrap up our show for the final segment. And Marilyn's got more amazing things to share, I know. So stay tuned with us, please.
See you soon.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling, meditating, and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
I'm just going to say like a short synopsis.
Welcome back to Shooting the Shift. And if you hear Marilyn and I chattering in the background, we just can't help ourselves. We just were two little split aparts that came together, and our little inspirations just poof out. And we can't, you know, we're so We're so instantaneous, right, Marilyn? Yes. So that's one thing, you know, you and I have been mulling around over about our show and like pre-planning things. We have a hard time even having subjects because we're so right in the moment. So we're trying to figure out the new year with guests and callers and how we can move forward in our, because we just really want people to have coffee with us and be inspired and in the moment. So back to our subject today, gratitude and being in the frequency of gratitude. I just have to say, you know, right now I have had a trip in the making for a few years and I'm heading to Nashville, and Marilyn and I have pre-recorded two shows. We have a special guest coming up and we do have one more live show next week, but everything is, you know, I'm running away from home and I'm going to Dollywood, and my gratitude's through the roof right now because I'm excited and I have anticipation. And I know there's a lot of things going on in the world with traveling and all that. But again, I'm in my bubble. I've trusted my source. I've trusted my guides. And I just want to say, sometimes anticipation, even if it's a dream, even if it's a seedling, it creates that momentum of the snowball getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so that's what's going on with me personally. People are probably going to be so sick of hearing about me going away by the time I go away, like my personal friends. But I found that I wake up excited. Yes. I have something to look forward to. And I've had people in my practice ask me, and my clients ask me, you know, when they've had a crisis or they have a divorce or they have something that changed them and they were in the gratitude, and they say, why does it not feel as strong now? Why was it so strong right in that time where I had a need? And I say, because you had a need, because that was the need you had to fill. So I just want to just backtrack just a second and say, you know, you may have heard about the gratitude journal. You may have even done it in the past and let it go. But it's so important to have that ritual because it's the snowball. And
well, it changes everything, right? It can change everything because your perspective also starts to change, right? Because what you're looking for and what you're focusing upon are all the things that make you feel good and that bring goodness into your life. So like, think about it. So that's what you start to feed when you're doing that. You're actually feeding, right, that energy.
The momentum.
And that's what grows, and that's what expands. And then that's how you can start to find your way back, right, into the authentic you, right? When you're able to start to see the world differently than how you have experienced it. Because remember, we experience the world based on our past experiences. And so if we start to focus and refocus on all the goodness that's out there, right, we can all start to do that in this very moment, to just be thankful and grateful for the little things, even if they are the little things, right? You gotta, you have food on the table. How beautiful. You even have a table. Oh, wow. That's even better, right? It's like shoes to walk in, right? Like, you know, feet to put your shoes into, you know, things like that. Sometimes we forget that, you know, there's the little things sometimes are bigger things, right? But we're not even thankful for that, right? So I'm always thankful and grateful for my immune system, the strength that it has, right? For the immune system of all my loved ones, right? Especially now during this COVID, right, crisis. And I pray out into the universe, right? So that, you know, everyone's immunity is stronger and stronger every day. And that, you know, this is, you know, a battle that, of course, that will win, you know. So these are things that are important. And when I think about being, you know, grateful, when I think about that, I think about there are so many things that I am grateful for that it would take like over probably centuries, right, to talk about, right? Because I really truly am. I'm thankful and grateful for you, Elizabeth, for all my sacred brothers and sisters. I'm just so grateful for my family, you know, for my son, for my daughter, for my grandkids. I'm so thankful and grateful for everyone that has come into my life and for everyone who has gone out of my life. I am thankful and grateful for them, you know, because I sit here in this energy because of each and every one. Because this is how I got here, from right. the experience that I have had and the interactions that I have had with so many. So I'm so blessed. I feel blessed every day, you know. I also wanted to just speak on, like, you know, bringing in some energy today. So I'm going to just say this because I wrote this out. I want to do it quickly because I know we have put so many minutes here. Okay, so I just want everyone to just close their eyes and to just focus on the energy that's going to be sent out through the vibrations and the frequency of these words. Calling all who work in love and light to assist us in our expansion. We are in deep appreciation for all our blessings. May our heart light beam forth and radiate love and compassion in a continuous rhythm that permeates through the darkest of places. May the rhythmic frequencies be felt by all to assist in the new vibrational frequencies of the restart, recalibration of the frequency of gratitude. Blessings, love, and light. I felt the need to say that because I felt that it's so important sometimes for us to recenter, rebalance, to be in that place of receiving and be in that place of openness, right? Because the more we open, the more the light shines.
Yeah, and it's so funny you just said that, Marilyn. Huge light bulb, and it was beautiful. But as you were speaking towards the end of that, I just wrote down, I've said this a million times, and the bravest thing you can do is keep your heart open in this world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really true, but it is also so incredibly rewarding. And one thing I was thinking of, that I am a charmer. I'm a Gemini rising. I'm a Saggy. I'm a warm, gregarious kind of person. Some people are more shy and reserved and introverted. I am not one of those people. My friend Greg used to call me an exaggerarius. You know, everything was fabulous or sucked, you know. But I will say that I've noticed, you know, sometimes just a scenario, you're in public and there's somebody that's really stressed out and they're providing all the tickets for somebody and the line is long and everybody's getting crazy and bitchy and not nice. And I'll tell you, I have a way of, you know, being nice to that person, talking to that person, shifting that energy in the way I treat them. Forget all the angry mob behind me. Right. And I can see that person soften. I can see their stress release. I can see just a spark of, oh my God, thank you, a human that understands, you know. And I will tell you, I think if everybody out there could try and be that person for one person, no matter who it is, somebody at Walmart, somebody at whatever, wherever you're shopping in the holiday, you can transform somebody and the energy in that room. And that's what we're talking about here, is when you know, and it's not about, you know, getting what you want. Like, if I'm really nice to this person, I'll get what I want. It's not about that. It's about changing that energy. And watch, be a detective and watch secretly. Nobody has to know you're doing it. But I guarantee if you do that, you can shift
all the
somebody's
time.
Day for the better.
All the time.
And it's exactly. But
I do this.
But you know,
I do this all the time. I
know you do. Of course you
with
do.
This. I open up my heart. I make sure that it's wide open. And I, especially in the places where I see this conflict, I have to say, this happened just recently. A few days ago, I went to the mall. And what happens? There's this group of young kids, another group of young kids. They came together. There was going to be this ruffle. I'm smack in the middle of this crazy. And the first thing I did, the first thought, because I could feel that. And I just went, oops. And I opened my heart light and I shined it out. And I just sent love throughout.
Yes.
I placed this group in love bubble. I placed that group in a love bubble. Because I'm smack in the middle of this and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, here it is. I'm just sending it out. Okay, they had some words.
Because you're the stone in the pond. You're the ripple. You're the ripple of that.
And you know what happened? They actually didn't come fist to fist. They came very close to it, but they actually then the one group to the right just took off and left. And then the other group just stayed. And I was like, and then I said, thank you, thank you. I just was saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Marilyn. That's how I lived. I'm not kidding you. In that hospital bed, that's how I lived. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
yes.
Thank you. And I think Rumi said it, you know, thank you is a prayer.
Yes.
If you don't know how to pray, just say thank you.
Say thank you.
Go to your heart space and go to something like, you know, all I have to do is think of my mother's smile and I just right there, well, my heart will open up and it's in thank you. I didn't want to be,
because I knew that the next step, if that didn't happen, if they didn't separate,
yep.
I knew that I was
going to
be
in the middle
there.
Of it.
Yes, because I was going to go in and stop the crazy, that could have hurt me. And so I'm so thankful. I go like,
but you did stop the crazy. You just didn't do it physically.
I didn't have to physically get in there.
Yes.
But my thought was, oh my God, thank you that I did not have
thank
to go
you.
In the
thank
middle
you.
Of this crazy, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. I was so thankful, because it's scary when you see. I don't want to see anybody hurting another person. I just don't want to.
And you know, that's what
it
happens. Is like the I have that visual of the people behind me or those two kids or two groups. And then, you know, the other people around there are starting to feel the fear and feel the tension and feel.
Yes.
And it's building the wrong way, because you're going to have a big Tasmanian devil. Shit
because
storm.
Everybody's in that energy of believing
in
that this
tornado.
Is what's going to happen. Yes.
That's right.
And so they
and
were feeding that
And so there you
energy.
Are, miracle worker Marilyn, swirling
well,
the other way.
I go like this and I say, you know, I just call them all down. I just go like this. Come on. Come on. I need you. Come on, please. I can't do. I know that this work, I'm never alone. And I know that. I know that spirit understands who I am and probably said, this crazy woman's going to go in there, so we better not let this happen.
Well, you got a lot of people, a lot of spirits got your back too, you know, so you're working with your tribe.
Yeah, so that was just beautiful though, I have to say, yeah.
And there are moments you can find in your life. I know everybody out there, there's a moment you can find in your life, no matter how small or insignificant, if you want to be the detective and go, that was a one moment where I went to the gratitude. I went to the thank you. And you can hear this light switch. You can feel how it shifted. You know?
Yeah, and even start the journal and start speaking it out loud. Speak find your uplifting words and keep them in your focus. And start looking for all the good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to start. And you know what happens is you're going to start to see it. And maybe not right away, but a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, you're going to be like, oh, wow. You know what I noticed? Mm-hmm. Like I did when I started doing it. And I said, wow, I'm not meeting all those crazy people anymore. I'm meeting people who are loving, compassionate, kind, tender, you know, all that good stuff. And I realized this works. This works.
I have a caveat, though. I will say, just like everything else in the world, when you start doing that, the universe will also present you with opportunities where you can get your panties in a twist and get yourself out of it through gratitude. So remember, if that's your intention, the universe is going to show you, oh, you're ready for this? Let's see how you handle this one. So
right, because you
just
have to
be
believe
prepared.
It. You have to believe it and feel it. You just can't say it and negate it with the next thought, because it doesn't work like that.
Like
if I say that I'm grateful for something and I'm really not, and I don't really feel it, then that means that I'm not going to be experiencing it out there in the real world. I'm just not going to, because the frequency that I'm on is very different then, right? I'm not in the frequency of gratitude. I'm in the frequency of, oh, please, I got something else to do.
Right. And that's where you were. You were the frequency of the magic in between those two groups. And you were, you were blasting them with way more gratitude than the anger that they had, or with the animosity.
Oh man, I was beaming the love like
all right, never before. Marilyn, we have come to the end of our show. How can people find you?
Okay, universalsacredmedicine.com. So it's universalsacredmedicine.com.
Wonderful. And people can find me at angelwithanedge.com or on Facebook. I'm still on there because I built a following. So, you know, I like to see people. I don't have people saying mean things to me on Facebook. So
yeah,
I show up and blast the love like Marilyn does as best as I can. I am grateful for you. I am grateful for our show.
You. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for all the listeners, right, who are going to be listening and hopefully tapping into the frequencies, right, that get put out via this, you know, this show and every show that
just
we put
try
out, right?
One. Just start with one little breadcrumb, everyone, if you need to, and let it go.
Okay. Peace, blessings, love, and light.